Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. This is my favorite time of the year, fall. Crisp air, changing leaves, a new season, an opportunity to get out, hike, explore, and reflect. So this week, as I was driving around the state of Wisconsin and going through the small downtowns of so many communities, I saw the beginning of a great tradition, homecoming. Kids were out painting windows in downtown shops with their cartoonish images of their teams beating a rival, adults outside with coffee watching the window dressing coming together, and it made me start to think about how much I love being in schools and in my hometown during homecoming. Last year, in episode 7, we reviewed our ability as adults to support kids by reflecting with them about their lives and how we could better support them. Maybe take a listen to that episode if you get a chance. But this episode, I'm going to give you a tool to support both your own reflection and those that you serve. Fall and traditions are a great time to step back and think about how you are and how you came to be. It is also powerful for you to help others think about their own formation and those in their lives that helped get them where they are in life. Homecoming is a tradition that when we go back, we should come home with a certain level of appreciation for who we are and how we came to be. Leadership is not something to be taken for granted, and yet, how often do you think about the leaders in your life that made you who you are? A reminder, leadership is defined as being anyone who has influence over another person, and we all have the ability at any moment to send someone in a new direction. Life is moving very quickly, and too often we fly through our days forgetting why we are the way we are, our influence in the success or failure of others, and we forget to demonstrate gratitude. One of my favorite ways to help lead others to recognize that they are leaders is called the Mount Rushmore activity. Years and years ago, I heard someone say, "She's awesome. She's on my Mount Rushmore." I was like, hey, that's a really cool mindset. 4 people that are etched into my mountain of appreciation that I honor with my actions and celebrate for making me who I am. So I developed this activity. Don't forget, there are 4 presidents on Mount Rushmore: a warrior, a philosopher, a uniter, and an innovator: Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. But what if you were given a mountain and you had to pick the 4 most influential people in your life? I'm going to walk you through this and ask that you try this as I'm explaining it to you and pause the podcast to complete the parts. Use this with those you serve and then email me any questions that you might have. If we want people to see themselves as leaders, leaders need to lead others to that mindset. So here's what I call the Mount Rushmore activity. The first thing you do is ask everyone to draw, or for you right now, draw 4 circles on a sheet of paper. I usually ask participants to draw them the size of a silver dollar or a little larger, which is about an inch wide. Then ask them to divide the circle horizontally in the center so that there's a very clear and designated top and bottom to the circle. Once everyone is ready, you ask them to answer this question. Please list the 4 people in your life that had the greatest influence in making you who you are today. That statement is very specific. List the 4 people who had the greatest influence in making you who you are today, and put one of those names in each of the top halves of each of the circles. Before you pause the podcast, please follow 1 rule. There are no plurals. Parents are 2 different people. Teachers are not 1 person. You must make sure that each circle is specific and that people choose 4 people. Mount Rushmore is powerful because it is only 4 people and they really have to think about who they're going to put in there. This is a powerful and emotional exercise for many, and some people struggle with putting 4 because they might not have 4 people in their lives or they've got a lot of negative people in their life. Others struggle because they're blessed to have too many great people. Now, can negative people be on your Mount Rushmore? Absolutely. You can learn more from negative experiences in some cases than in good, and as a result, you learn what not to do. Yet, 99% of everyone I've ever done this with places the most positive people in their life in their circles. So, pause the podcast now and put 1 name in the top half of each of the circles. Okay, so after you've placed your four people in the upper half of each circle, we switch the activity a little bit. But before I tell you the next step, I have to share with you a few things. This is a very emotional activity for those you serve. Every time I do this, there are tears, and I've learned a few things for you to consider. People have family members deployed in the military, and that will make them sad. They miss some of these people because they're gone. They also identify some people that they have never thought of in this context. So people get very, very, very reflective. So be considerate when rolling it out, and don't force it. Here's the second part of the activity. Now that we've identified the four people who have had the greatest influence on our lives, we now identify what it is they imparted on us. But here's the key. In the lower half of the circle, they can only identify a single attribute or value, one word, to force very deep reflection. It is easy to tell really long stories about the people in our lives, but if you had to summarize their complete influence on you with one term, what would it be? So here's one of my examples. Ginny. Ginny would be the name on the top part of the circle, and tenacity would be on the bottom. So pause the podcast now and fill in the bottom half of your circles with one word. Okay, so here's what happens. Right in front of each person you serve is their formula. Right in front of you is your formula. It is the key people and values that made you and them who they are. In every room I've done this, there are three groups of people that show up on almost every Mount Rushmore: parents, relatives, and teachers. The list of values is even more powerful: honesty, strength, trust, love, courage, learning, and many, many more. This activity has great purpose when you are guiding and serving others. It creates conversation, reflection, and more importantly, a clear fabric of values is defined for those you serve. It also creates connections. When you do this with others in large groups, the third step is to give people very clear directions and ensure a safe environment for them to share it. You tell everyone you'd like them to share one person on the list and the word they identified as the characteristic they learned from them. That is it. No more. Make it safe socially and emotionally. Give people a very short period of time to share and have them simply say, "I identified my grandmother Ginny and she taught me tenacity." So here's how I do it when I work with large groups of people. I tell each participant to walk up to someone, shake their hand, say, "I chose whomever, and they taught me X." That's it. You do three things when you do it this way. You create a physical connection, an emotional connection, and support a behavior of risk-taking. Leadership is what you just created. There are two more steps. If this is people you serve, I suggest that you collect all of the values that were listed below the people they identified, and you as the facilitator make a word cloud to show the team. What will happen is this great fabric of your culture's values will emerge, and right in front of you, all of the values that this culture expects and all of the ways in which they will lead. The values that you need to model and reinforce will also emerge for you. Now, the last part is this. So if you do this on your own or with others, this is the final step. One of the things we need to do a better job of as people is reinforce our learnings by demonstrating gratitude. I always conclude this with a simple expectation from those I'm working with. When you go home tonight, I want you to write out a card and mail it, not email, not text, not social media post, but mail it to one of the people on your list, or all of them, if you are fortunate enough to have them still in your life. And I want you to use the following stem sentence. "I was reflecting on who I am today, and I want you to know that I appreciate you teaching me," whatever it is, humility, honesty, trust, love. That's all you write. No 5-paragraph essay. A simple card that will spark reflection upon one more person, shift the direction of their day, and reinforce the values that that person is living. Leadership is everywhere, but few of us recognize how we are leading. So take the time to put people on your Mount Rushmore and then reinforce with them what they've done for you. This activity, if you want to modify it, can be done many ways. List the four people who had the greatest influence on you professionally as a student, the four people who you admire most in literature, the four people that made you a good athlete, the four people that made you a good professional, whatever it is. You can shift this activity around and do it multiple times. You can do this by yourself, which I would recommend before employing it with others. You got to be empathetic after all, and the activity works well with any size group. So, as you are going through your days this week, continue to ask yourself, who made me, me? How did I become who I am? Where did I get my values? What shaped my behavior? And how can I use the lessons in my life to support the leadership of others? After all, if leadership is anyone who has influence over another person, that means every action we take shifts someone in some way, and we can, at any given moment, fuel other leaders. So, we may as well do it on and with purpose every single day. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe how you can support the leadership of others through reflective practices. Who are your four people on your Mount Rushmore? And what are the four values they instilled in you? If the people on your list were always watching you, would you be modeling those values in your life, actions, and decisions? That's a pretty deep one. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please share this on your social media platform. Also, thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music, and today I'm going to end with a great song by Josh Ritter called Homecoming. If you are interested in having me come to your team and helping you cultivate a culture of Buffalo leaders, I do this activity, and I enjoy supporting you and those you serve while you participate with them. Just email me at ted@cisa6.org. I just did this with 100-plus elementary teachers in Oshkosh, and by gosh, did we have fun. Insert dad joke. Finally, my Mount Rushmore. My Mount Rushmore, like yours, will change as you grow and increase in wisdom. I recommend doing this activity with your children, students, those you serve, those you work with, when you're interviewing, and with any group. Because it's going to change. Some days my son's on it, and some days my daughter's on it. Some days my wife is on it, always my mother. And other times, teachers and coaches, people I meet. Unlike the real Mount Rushmore, yours doesn't have to be static. Instead, it has to evolve like you. Because every day someone may appear that shifts you, and you can grow as a leader in a new way. Picking four is tough, but it is purposeful. Leadership is tough and should be purposeful. And if you live your life thinking about and being grateful for those who have served you, you'll serve others better every moment of every day.
I feel a change in the weather, I feel a change in me. The days are getting shorter and the birds begin to leave. Even me, yes, yes, y'all, who's been so long alone. I'm headed home, headed home. The nights are getting colder now, and the air is getting crisp. I first tasted the universe on a night like this. A box of wine, an alibi, and the hunger in her eyes. In the place where the tree of good and evil still resides. Still resides. Homecoming. Homecoming, homecoming. She said, show me what you got, babe. I'm not like other girls. Just give me your bad self and a place for us to make a stand. And I can move the world. Lift the valley from the floor, honey. Little town to the sky. They'll say that it's a miracle, and you'll know damn well they're right. Damn well they're right. Homecoming. Homecoming, homecoming. Homecoming. Homecoming, homecoming. When the oracle spoke to me, she was like a roadside song. Go away. Do unto others as you would have them do, even if in turn they do you wrong. This town right here's my everything, and though I've been torn away, it has my heart, it has my heart. Be still my heart, my heart will stay. My heart will stay, my heart will stay, my heart will stay. get just a little bit high, get a little tongue-tied, gonna try to find whatever ever made time. That kind of immemorial, that time before the fall, yeah, that time before the autumn really turned the corner. Drive east of Eden till we start to feel the west. We were never far from nowhere, you could see it from the edge of town. Honey, baby, wonder how it feels now. Somehow I can't believe that it could feel like before, but the air's getting colder now, the nights are getting crisp. I first tasted the universe on a night like this. An alibi, a box of wine, and the hunger in your eyes. In the place where the tree of good and evil still resides. Homecoming.